Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We are going to talk a little bit about businesses here in Singapore. And, you know, we've seen how they're still kind of getting used to the world with COVID-19, where, you know, you're in a situation where you have to pivot or change up your business models just to survive.
Yeah, but I think one of the big questions around this has been, what plans should we make post-COVID-19, right? And overseas expansion might actually be one of those options. And if it were, what should Singapore businesses consider?
Oh, this is a good one. According to leaders from the local Indian business community, India in particular, the Uttar Pradesh state, holds out opportunities for businesses in Singapore.
Yep, organised by the International Business Division of the Singapore Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. The webinar, which is titled Business Investment Opportunities in Uttar Pradesh, aimed to create awareness of the opportunities for collaboration and investment in the Indian state.
So the question is, what kind of initiatives does IBD have to offer for local businesses looking to expand overseas, especially in the South Asia market? Helping us out this morning with some of those questions is Prasoon Mukherjee, Chairman, International Business Division. And this is a new division of Singapore Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Prasoon, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Great. A long weekend. I think we are now ready to go back to work.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Certainly his computer wasn't, I can tell you that. So, Prasoon, it's very nice to talk to you. The first thing we really want to understand, though, is what is this International Business Division? What's the mission statement?
The International Business Division is basically to promote the Singapore MSMEs and SMEs to venture overseas. And the International Business Division of Singapore Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industries is primarily focused in Indian market. And if there are other opportunities in South Asia, we will look into that. But primarily focus into India, which is a very large country with 1.3 billion population. So that's what is the mission of International Business Division, to basically get Singapore MSMEs and SMEs to get linkages and to do business with the in the Indian subcontinent.
Yeah, so can I just clarify that then? Because, you know, we were pointing out that there are particular states that want to invite business, but there are often contingents that sort of come here and make the business case for certain states. But you're actually talking about opening that door to a huge nation.
Yes, obviously we cannot go to the entire India. It's impossible. But I think in the first year, we plan to go to 3 or 4 states. And then we are going to cover in 3 years all the states in India. Mm. But I think, you know, primarily we are going to focus in, between 3 to 4. And if we can do, we'll try 5. But I think we will definitely reach three to four states and try to get our SMEs and MSMEs to do business in those states in India.
Prasoon, I have to admit, I'm a bit distracted finding out that you're also the chairman of Outback Steakhouse in Southeast Asia. Ooh, I love me some steak. But, you know, you've just mentioned how you're looking at the next 2 to 3 years to really open up these opportunities. We are in the midst of a pandemic. Is it the right time to look into expanding overseas, in your opinion?
It is absolutely the right time to be overseas, because I think the opportunities on those larger markets are so huge, you know, be it India, be it China, even the very popular states like Bangladesh, I'm very sure that this is the right time to enter, because what the Indian companies are looking for finances, they're looking for technology. Mm. And both of this can be provided in abundance in Singapore. And Indian side can provide with, you know, a larger market. It can provide land. It can provide, it can provide the market to do business in India. So this is the right time because, you know, Indian companies, the SMEs and MSMEs, and even some of the state-run organizations, they're looking for, capital to expand. And, you know, what could be for India also a better partner than to have a very transparent partner like the state of Singapore or the SMEs and MSMEs who are used to doing business in a very transparent way to be partnered with the Indian companies.
Right.
Yeah. And on that note, I'm quite curious, Prasoon, what are local SMEs asking you? What are their queries? What are their concerns about the idea of doing this?
I think the most important thing for the MSMEs and SMEs here is to understand India. You see, the SMEs and MSMEs here are very used to ASEAN countries, particularly Indonesia and Malaysia. And I think there is also, you know, a sizable amount of MSMEs and SMEs are, you know, linked to China. So I think they are looking for an opportunity in India. So they are first of all trying to understand, you know, how to enter this market and what are their benefits and how can they navigate the market as such, their laws, you know, legalities, and, you know, how secure is their investments. And more importantly, you know, sourcing them the right partner. As I always, you know, also think that some of the very large Indian corporates are also looking for, you know, technologically advanced MSMEs and SMEs. So those can be, that is also a very secured market for Singapore to trade or to do actual business in India or, you know, from India, and basically with India component.
But Prasoon, just this morning, we reported in the news that India's COVID-19 cases have surged past 2.2 million. I mean, this is a vast number of cases. When we get news like that, it can spook those who are thinking about making such a pivot like this at a time like this. How has COVID-19 affected your plans, if at all?
It has not affected our first of all, really to understand, in a country of 1.3 billion people, 2.2 million, I think it'll reach 5 to 6 million, you know, people, which is probably very negligible. Also, the death rate in India is extremely low. So I think that, you know, COVID-19 is not going to be a situation at all, because COVID-19 is going to be a phenomena for, let's say, next 6 months to 9 months' time. India is a very ancient country. It has a very vibrant economy. It's probably now the fifth largest economy in the world. You know, nothing is going to stop from India expanding its business or businesses. And it is important that Singapore do not miss the bus. So I think it's actually good that it gives us, we being a new division, it gives us time to interact webinars, seminars, and from Singapore and get ready. And once we are in the market in Singapore, we can actually be much more prepared. They are prepared, we are prepared, and we can do it much better.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about expansion in the South Asia region. I mean, you mentioned earlier on one of the things and one of the first steps that businesses can do is to actually understand India. I mean, how do I go about, you know, understanding the challenges I as a business might face when I'm trying to expand to various parts of the region, India included? Is this where IBD comes into the picture?
Yes, IBD will give, you know, it will be absolutely like one-stop place for Singapore's smaller businesses and even medium-sized businesses to provide assistance to really understand Indian market, okay. Indian companies, Indian legal structures, Indian financing, because, you know, these are very important things. You cannot do a business, you know, you can probably bring in 30% equity, you need 70%. You know, leverage to do a new small little manufacturing plant. And so they need to understand what kind of collaterals are required, what kind of guarantees are required. So we will provide, you know, all kind of guidances into the companies of Singapore to go into Indian subcontinent.
Just how big is that opportunity? When we talk about the opportunity of the Indian subcontinent, you know, that's a vast idea. Can you put some numbers around it?
The thing is that we have in another forum, India is in Singapore, and India is looking at expanding their $50 billion, you know, trade to $250 billion in next 5 years. So that is what is the larger trade volumes which is expected between India and Singapore. But I think to quantify is not going to be very easy. But I think what can definitely be said that the Singapore businesses, you know, once established in India, we'll probably be able to, there's a good opportunity to get at least 3 to 4% or 5%. Let's say put at 5% of MSME markets in India. I mean, just a day before yesterday, Indian government has opened up. I mean, they have said that they're going to do most of the defense manufacturing in India. If that happens, then India will need a huge supply of smaller parts and many other things which MSMEs here produces. Singapore Technology buys from them. You know, they can become a great supply chain to India. But that's just one example. I mean, that there can be many other opportunities in getting into India and getting into that market.
Yeah, well, it is amazing, the prospects there. We've been speaking with Prasun Mukherjee, who's chairman, International Business Division. That, of course, is a new division of the Singapore Indian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Prasun, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.